We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Kaneka Sausage, Pafford EMS, Bessard Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican East, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
After a cancellation on Sunday, it's time to play some Shuckers baseball. Biloxi on the road in Madison, Alabama for the first of a six-game set against the Rocket City Trash Pandas in the Shuckers' final game, or the final series, check that, in the first half of the season. Shuckers enter today at 25-36 on the season, but they've won two of their last three. They go up against the Rocket City Trash Pandas at 32-30. They have dropped four of their last five. Javik Blake alongside you is welcome you inside the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth today. Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama, the place AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers in the Biloxi Shuckers, getting set to take on the AA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels in the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Shuckers have not played since Saturday night. They were rained out and canceled on Sunday. The Shuckers will now only play 136 games in the 2024 season. Back-to-back Sundays at home canceled due to weather. The Shuckers still looking to continue what was a massive Saturday night at the ballpark. 10 runs, 11 hits, no errors, and a 10-2 Shuckers win over the Tennessee Smokies. They got a terrific start from Logan Henderson, who tied his career high with 10 strikeouts over 5 2/3 innings. Meanwhile, Blake Carlos Rodriguez, a 3-hit night. Mike Bovey, a 2-hit night, also walked twice and reached base four times in 5 plate appearances. Adam Hall tallied 3 hits and 2 stolen bases. And Lamar Sparks continued his hot streak, tallied 2 hits and walked twice, ended his series going 9-for-18 against Tennessee, also sprinkled in more than a couple of walks. Shuckers and Trash Pandas both eliminated from postseason contention in the first half as the first half ends on Sunday, but a terrific opportunity for the Shuckers to get some momentum heading into the second half when they have some new pieces on their roster today. Dylan O'Ray promoted from High A, Wisconsin earlier today. O'Ray, the 20th ranked prospect in the system. He comes up after helping the Tim Rattlers clinch their first division title since 2012. O'Ray, a league-leading 33 stolen bases in the Midwest League, also had a .405 on base percentage. The Shuckers have also added in another new piece in Casey Martin, who the Brewers traded for Philadelphia Phillies organization. He had played over 50 games with the Reading Phillies, the Phillies AA affiliate in the Eastern League. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time for today's pregame interview. This was originally supposed to air on Sunday as we talk to Shuckers hitting coach J.J. Reimer about all things with Chris Rodriguez's utter destruction against the Tennessee Smokies pitching staff. We also talk a bit about Lamar Sparks and his hot week as well. That comes your way next before first pitch at 6:35 from Madison, Alabama on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers radio network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule your next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers radio network. Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for a series finale between the Shuckers and the Tennessee Smokies. Time for today's pregame interview. And after a big-time win last night, I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by Shuckers hitting coach J.J. Reimer. J.J., thanks much for joining us.
Hey, no problem. Excited to be here again. It was fun the last time, so looking forward to it.
How about last night from this team? 10 runs, 12 hits, and just a dominant performance from this lineup.
It was a fun night. I mean, sitting in the dugout, getting to watch these guys do what they're really good at and kind of seeing 1 through 9 all do it on the same night is rewarding as a hitting coach. And you know how much that can fire up a team. And you hope that's kind of that next step that these guys need to take to finish out the first half of the season and then roll that right into the second half.
What impressed the most out of the lineup? Because not only was there a ton of damage from this lineup, hit 2 home runs, a lot of walks as well. You walked 10 times and 12 hits on top of that. And they threw in some stolen bases.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is going out and watching those guys execute our game plan. You know, we talk every single day. We're going over starters. We're going over relievers. And to watch those guys go out and actually execute, which to me is the most difficult thing to do, is actually go out and execute a game plan, is rewarding because you see kind of the light bulb moment for the player when they're like, oh, my approach worked and it set me up to have success, whether that's, you know, finding a way to get on base, taking a walk, getting a hit by pitch, or getting your pitch early in a count and taking your shot on it. And, you know, luckily it kind of all came together tonight and everybody was doing damage. But that's when you see that growth in their career and their professionalism. And as you go higher and higher, like, that execution and that detailed approach just has to come day after day.
Well, and here at the minor league level, it's the 6-game series. You're facing relievers 2, 3, 4 times in a week. Does that approach get easier later on in the week, or is that harder for guys when they're facing a guy for the second and third time?
You know, it's a game of adjustments. It's the pitchers are adjusting, you know, so we have to adjust with it. So sometimes it gets easier, sometimes it gets harder. You know, if it's a guy that maybe we had some success off, he goes up there with a different game plan and we have to adjust. And our guys do a really good job of communicating, you know, when relievers are coming in, communicating with each other with, hey, what they saw, does it look any different tonight, what it did the night before? And, you know, that's the biggest thing is, like, just the communication with that, it gives you that competitive advantage that you need, you know, facing these guys 2 or 3 times when they might be changing stuff on you.
This lineup also has to be happy with the sheer amount of damage they've been doing over the past few games. 10 home runs in their last 6 games, second most in Double A, tied for the 5th most in minor league baseball. And on top of that, it has been an approach that has seen this lineup get on base more than anybody else at the Double A level.
Yeah, and I think that goes back to the testament of our approach. You know, it's been something that we've battled all year. You know, we've ran into some tough situation with some tough environments. Our guys have shown the capability to do damage, but it just hasn't fallen our way. And, you know, the guys have done a really good job of not looking backwards or not getting down. You know, they've kept on the right path. And yesterday it came through, and I think we're starting to see that trend of, you know, maybe getting some things to fall our way, continuing to have the right approach of looking to get a pitch that we can put a good barrel on that we've been doing all season. It's just now kind of going our way.
On the mindset side of things, you said this is the lineup that's not looking backwards, they're looking forwards. How proud of you of that mental approach by the lineup? Because that is a very professional approach from guys here at the Double A level.
Yeah, I think that's the culture I try to set here, and is, like, we're trying to get you guys to the big leagues. Like, it doesn't matter what happened yesterday. It doesn't matter, you know, what your batting average is right now. It's like, it's about doing the right things day in and day out. And, you know, we have that fun clubhouse that, you know, these guys come into the cage and they're ready to work. They're ready to get after, make adjustments, kind of create that scalability in their approach, in their swing, so that when they do continue to climb levels, you know, they can keep pushing forwards and not kind of have to revert and start something new.
Lamar Sparks has also been a guy who's been putting in a lot of work, and it's been showing off in a big-time way here in the month of June, hitting 345 in the month, 9 for 18 this series. What have you seen from Lamar the last few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, Lamar's put in a ton of work. You know, we had a session in the cage where we made some adjustments to what he was doing just to allow him to see the ball a little bit better, let it get to the plate before he was being able to make his decision. And, you know, credit to him. He's come in, he's put in the work, he's asked the right questions, and ultimately, like, he's translated to the game, which can be the most difficult part is, you know, I always tell our guys, there's no hits in the cage. Like, you got to be able to take what we're doing in here and translate it at 6:35 when the game starts and the first pitch is thrown. And Lamar's taken that mindset and ran with it. He's done an incredible job of being very detailed in what he wants to do and how he wants to accomplish it. And it's paying off for him.
Carlos Rodriguez is another guy who not only has been terrific at the plate this year, but has been terrific against any pitcher wearing a Tennessee Smokies uniform. He's hitting .512 against them this season, which is just an absurd number for any player against a single team in a single season, much less after 10 games. What have you seen approach-wise from Carlos this season?
Man, hitters hit, and he's a hitter. You know, he finds ways to get the barrel to the baseball, and what he does at such a good rate is he finds ways to hit line drives. And he finds holes, and he's able, you know, it doesn't matter if the guy's throwing 102 up there or he's throwing 87. Like, Carlos is going to take a good approach to the plate, and he's got that hand-eye coordination that is just elite, and it allows him to put barrels on balls well, allows him to drive line drives through the infield and continue to terrorize pitchers. It's really fun to watch.
How important is he to a lineup like the Shuckers, who do not strike out much to begin with, but Carlos is a guy who puts a ton of balls in play and a lot of line drives, like you said?
Yeah, he's a table setter. He sets the table for the Bovies and the Wilkins and the Brownies and the Martinez behind him that can drive him in. So, you know, he makes their job a little bit easier and helps them kind of boost that RBI stat. And he kind of takes a lot of pressure off the rest of the lineup. You know, when you know that your first at-bat of the game when he's leading off is going to be a tough at-bat, and there's a chance that he's going to either hit you a double or a single, and if he gets a single, he might steal second base. Like, it takes a lot of pressure off the rest of the lineup.
It's been a lot of fun to watch. JJ, appreciate the time.
Thanks, Javik. Appreciate you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers Smokies coming up next.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Hi, this is Noah Campbell, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. We are getting set for first pitch in game one of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers at 25 and 36 and the Rocket City Trash Pandas at 32 and 30. Javik Blake alongside you. It's time to take a look at tonight's starting pitching matchup for the Shuckers. It's the righty Shane Smith, who's been nothing short of dominant since moving into the starting rotation. Tonight is his 15th appearance of the year, his sixth start as a starter
five starts. Opponents hitting just 179 against him, and he has a 3.32 ERA on the year, 3-2 with a 3.49 earned run average. 38 two-thirds innings. He does not walk anyone. 10 walks, 53 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 214 against him. For the Trash Pandas, it is Sam Bachman, who is off the 60-day injured list just 4 days ago, was transferred from the Big League Club in Los Angeles down here to Rocket City. He has made one start, gave up three runs in three innings, no walks, three strikeouts, and opponents hitting 214 against him. For the Shuckers, it's a lineup that is Built by Renova Roofing, and sees the new guy leading off in Dylan O'Ray, left-handed bat, the 20th ranked prospect in the Brewers organization, set to make his Double-A debut tonight. He rocks the number six. He's playing second in the leadoff spot. Behind him, playing first, is the left-handed hitting Mike Bovee, who leads this team with a 302 batting average. Brock Woking bats third and plays third. Carlos Rodriguez, a guy who hitting coach J.J. Reimer sent to the table, today is going to try and drive some guys in. He is in the cleanup spot and playing center. Eric Brown Jr. is behind him playing short. Darian Miller behind the plate, team best 427 OBP. And he bats sixth. In the seventh spot, Ernesto Martinez Jr. leads the team with six homers and 27 driven in. He is in the DH spot. In the eighth spot, the other new guy alongside Dylan O'Ray in Casey Martin, who makes his Brewers organizational debut after coming over from the Philadelphia Phillies organization earlier this week. And Anna Paul rounds out the order. For Rocket City, Nelson Rana's in the leadoff spot. Gustavo Campero bats second. Eric Wagaman bats third. Tucker Flint bats fourth. Denzar Guzman bats fifth. And the lineup rounds out with Sam Brown, Errol Vera, Mac McCroskey, and Caleb Hamilton. We'll step aside for the national anthem. When we come back, it's time for First Pitch from Toyota Field on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Jamvik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. 3-2 pitch, runners go, Wilkin hammers it, deep to left, Dyer's back, it is fair, gone, grand slam, Brock Wilkin, and it's 9-1. Back up the middle, Zamora ranges over, slides, gets it at short, fires the first in time. Third base side, Wilkin backhands it into foul territory, pirouettes, fires the first, Bobby the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Meeker comes home. Tip foul into Miller's glove, strike three, and it's five in a row.
Your home for the Double-A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
Jackson drives it in the right, down, ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero, Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
From Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama, we welcome you to game one of a six-game set in an AL-NL affiliate matchup. The AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, the Biloxi Shuckers, at 25-36, take on the AA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels in the Rocket City Trash Pandas at 32-30. For both of these teams, it is the final series of the first half. It is the Biloxi Shuckers' only trip to Rocket City in 2024. Shuckers go up against the righty Sam Bachman, 6'1", 235-pound native of Indianapolis, Indiana. The righty makes just his second start of the season with Rocket City after four starts earlier this year on a rehab assignment with the ACL Angels. In his one start, gave up four runs, three of them earned on three hits in three innings, no walks, and three strikeouts. For Biloxi, it's a lineup that is built by Renova Roofing. In the leadoff spot is Dylan O'Ray, making his Double-A debut after 33 stolen bases with High-A Wisconsin. Helped the T-Rats clinch the Midwest League West Division title in the first half on Sunday against West Michigan. Mike Bovee bats second. Brock Wilkin is in the three spot. Carlos Rodriguez bats fourth. Eric Brown Jr. bats fifth. Darian Miller behind him. And the lineup rounds out with Ernesto Martinez Jr. Casey Martin making his Brewers organizational debut. And Adam Hall in the ninth spot. We appreciate you joining us on your Tuesday night. It is a gorgeous night for baseball in Madison, Alabama. 86 degrees and cloudy, wind in from left at 9 miles an hour. The righty Bachman's ready to go. The lefty O'Ray is ready to go. And here we go. First pitch, first swing, and it's a base hit. Dylan O'Ray rolls one into left. One pitch, one swing, one hit. Welcome to Double-A, Dylan O'Ray. First pitch tonight at 6:36 Central Time. And about 25 seconds in, Dylan O'Ray's opened the book with a hit in Double-A. Big congratulations to the 20-year-old Canadian. Up comes the lefty, Mike Bovee. Well, that's certainly one way to make your mark in your Double-A debut. He's off first. The pitch to Bovee is a fastball and a called strike at 93. O'Ray, a big speed threat at first. 33 stolen bases with the Timber Rattlers in the first half of this season. Bachman delivers. O'Ray's off to second. Bovee takes up and away. No throw from Hamilton. And in the first half inning in Double-A, O'Ray tallies his first hit. He tallies his first stolen base. And the Shuckers already have a runner in scoring position for Mike Bovee. Bovee this year hitting 302, two homers, 18 driven in. Bachman delivers. Bovee takes up and away. It's a fastball at 96. The count goes to two balls and one strike. Shuckers tonight wearing their blue alternate jerseys, the B Biloxi logo on the left part of the chest, number on the bottom right. The 2-1 pitch. Bovee takes a strike on the inside corner, and the count evens 2-2. Shuckers and Trash Pandas are scoreless in the top of the first inning. Bachman sent at the belt, now fires. Bovee takes low. It's a sinker at 96, and the count goes full with three balls and two strikes. This is a Shuckers lineup that has a terrific ability to get on base, but also a big-time ability to make you pay. 252 walks this year, more than anybody else. The pitch, Bovee takes strike three on the inside corner. It's a changeup at 89. One away now, and it brings up the righty, Brock Wilkin. Time to set the defense for Rocket City. Tucker Flint is in left. Nelson Rada is in center. Eric Wagaman is in right. Errol Vera at third. Denzar Guzman at short. Mac McCroskey at second. Sam Brown at first. And Caleb Hamilton is behind the plate. The righty, Brock Wilkin, stands in. Bachman delivers. Wilkin chops it to short. Guzman charges, slings it to first in time. Wilkins retired on one pitch for the second out. And now 2-1 and a runner on second for the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. We're just underway, top of the first inning. By the way, your umpiring crew today, Joe McCarthy is behind the plate. Chandler Durham is at first, and Warren Eubanks is at third. Rodriguez digs in at the very back of the left-handed box. Bachman delivers. Rodriguez takes low and inside. It's a sinker at 97. And the count goes to 1-0. Bachman, the end of last year, was actually with the big league club in the Los Angeles Angels. The 1-0 pitch. Rodriguez fouls it back and out of play behind home plate. The count evens 1-1. Bachman started this year hurt. Got transferred to the 60-day injured list at a four-start rehab stint with the ACL Angels out in Arizona, and then was quickly taken off the injured list and optioned to Double-A Rocket City. The 1-1 pitch. Rodriguez fouls it back, and the count goes to 1-2. Rodriguez hitting .297 this season, 22 driven in, and a .379 OBP. 1-2 the count with two away. Now Ray, the youngster, takes his lead off second. Now the 1-2 pitch. Rodriguez takes low. It's a sinker at 97, and the count evens 2-2. Bachman checks second, set at the belt. Now he fires. Rodriguez swings and misses. Change up at 90 miles an hour. And after the leadoff single from O'Reilly, Bachman retires the side in order. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We head to the bottom of the first inning. Shane Smith gets the ball for Biloxi when we come back on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
G'day, it's Josh Spence, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bottom of the first inning from Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. Jabik Lake alongside you. Shucker starter Shane Smith fires his final warm-up pitch, and we're set to go in the bottom of the first inning. Shuckers went scoreless in the top half of the first. And the Trash Pandas, 32-30, take on the righty. Shane Smith, 3-2 with a 3.49 ERA. Today's his 15th appearance in sixth start. He's thrown 38 two-thirds innings, 10 walks, 53 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .214 against him. He faces the lefty Nelson Rada. First pitch, Rada drives it out to right center. Rodriguez over into the alley, Lander truck down for a single. Two hops the wall, and Rada's out to second. Rodriguez fires it back in. Rada takes a hard turn and slips. The throw goes to third. It's high. Deflects off of Wilkins' glove. If it goes to second, Rada's out. But instead, it goes to third. Rada just scrambles back to the bag. And it's a leadoff double for the 18-year-old. Was grooved off Rada's bat at 100 miles an hour. And now the switch hitter, Gustavo Campero, steps in from the left side. Campero hitting .281 this season, 7 homers and a team-high .849 OPS. A wide stance from the left-handed box. And Smith delivers. Bunt shown, pulls back, misses up and away. And the count goes to 1-0. Rada's a speedster at second, 21 stolen bases in 26 attempts. Corners play in for Biloxi, Wilkin all the way at the grass on the third base side. The 1-0 pitch, Campero chops it right side of the infield. Couple hops to O'Reilly, charges, slings it to first, it's in time. And Campero's retired. Rada moves to third. And now one away and a runner on third for the righty Eric Wagaman. Shuckers and Trash Pandas are scoreless. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Infield already in for Biloxi. Righty Shane Smith now deals with the righty Eric Wagaman. By the way, Brock Wilkins at third today. Eric Brown Jr. is at short. Dylan O'Reilly's at second. Mike Bovey's at first. Smith fires. It's a slider that misses away at 83, and the count goes to 1-0. Darian Miller's behind the plate. Outfield from left to right, Adam Hall, Carlos Rodriguez, and Casey Martin. 1-0 the count to Wagaman. 264 hitter this year. The pitch misses low and away. It's a slider at 87. And the count goes to 2-0. Smith delivers. Misses low and away. The count runs to 3 balls and no strikes. Three balls, no strikes, one away. We're on the bottom of the first inning. Checkers and Trash Pandas are scoreless. The pitch misses up and in. And it's a four-pitch walk to Wagaman. Not the end of the world, Xavier Shane Smith. Still an opportunity. Or double play ball gets you out of the inning. Left-handed hitting, Tucker Flint stands in. Wagaman's at first. Rada's at third. We're in the bottom of the first inning and scoreless. Smith delivers. Driven towards center. Rodriguez races back on it. Rada ready to tag at third. Rodriguez makes the catch. Rada tags. The throw is cut off by Brown Jr. off the back of the infield. And it's a 1-0 lead. Tucker Flint drives in his team-leading 32nd run of the year. Now two away for the righty, Denzar Guzman. Smith comes in. The pitch to the ready, Guzman. Runner off to second. Swing and a miss. Miller throws to second. A bit high. Orango's behind his back to try and make the tag. It's not in time. Wagaman swipes second. Count goes to 1-0. That's Wagaman's sixth stolen base of the year. Trash Pandas closing in on 100 as a team this season. They enter today at 97. That one was 98. Check that. Pitch was a strike. The 0-1 pitch is fouled back. And the count quickly goes to 0-2. No balls. Two strikes. Two away. Smith comes in. Now delivers. Guzman pops it foul up in our direction. First base side. And it's out of play. Count stays at 0-2. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Smith stares in. Guzman this year hitting 261 with a 326 OBP. Now the 0-2 pitch. Rolled left side of the infield by Brown Jr. and into left for a base hit. Ball gets it. Wagaman rounds third. The throw home to Miller in plenty of time. And that ends the inning. Adam Hall's first inning in the outfield this season in Double-A ends with an outfield assist, and that finishes off the inning. In the frame, one run, two hits, no errors, one runner left on base. We enter the second, 1-0 Rocket City on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Two back in Madison, Alabama. Jamie Blake back alongside you. Ready, Sam Bachman back to work. Fires to Eric Brown Jr. and he fouls off the first pitch. We're back underway. Jamie Blake alongside you. First of six from Toyota Field in the old home of the Biloxi Shuckers in the Huntsville, Alabama region. Shuckers used to call Huntsville home before they moved to the Mississippi Gulf Coast in 2015. Previously, the Huntsville Stars of the Southern League. Brown Jr., good to see him back in the lineup. Exited the game early on Friday night. Did not play Saturday. Then no game Sunday. So he's had three full days off. The 0-1 pitch. The righty takes a sinker for a strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to 0-2. Brown Jr. hitting 169 this season with a 249 OBP. But he turned in a nice series against the Smokies. Now he calls time and steps out. He went 4-for-12 with a homer and three walks against Tennessee. Bachman from the lineup delivers. Brown Jr. takes low and away. It's a sinker at 95, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Brown Jr. rolls it back up the middle. Guzman over from short, grabs it behind second, slings it to first. A real smooth motion, and that gets Brown Jr. by a step. One away, and it brings up the left-handed hitting Darian Miller. One out, nobody on. We're in the top of the second. It's 1-0. Trash Pandas over the Shuckers. Bachman delivers. Miller takes strike one. It's a sinker at 97. One of the fastest pitches we've seen today from Bachman. The pitch. Called strike outside corner. Goes back to the well with that sinker at 97. And the count quickly goes to no balls and two strikes. Miller calls time and steps out. Miller this year hitting 213. But a dazzlingly good OBP, 427. Bachman kicks and delivers. Miller takes low. It's another sinker at 97. The count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Miller rolls it up the middle off Bachman's leg on the mound. Dribbles towards third. Vera comes in and grabs it. Bachman limps off the mound, and that is a hard hit single from Darian Miller, who is now 7 for his last 16 at the plate, and that extends his on-base streak to 15 in a row. The ball was smoked back up the middle, and out comes the Trash Pandas training staff. Their head athletic trainer, Dylan Colwell, out with manager Andy Shansley to the hill. Right now, it's a full-scale meeting on the hill. Chansley, Bachman, Colwell, Vera, Guzman, Hamilton from behind the plate, but all is okay. comes Ernesto Martinez Jr. Shuckers trail it 1-0. Gary Miller's at first. One out. We're on the top of the second inning. Bachman delivers. Martinez Jr. takes strike one on the inside corner. That's a slider at 85 from Bachman. Bachman has spent each of the last two seasons here in Rocket City. 12 starts with the Trash Pandas in 2022. The pitch. Martinez Jr. takes up and away. And the count evens 1-1. Last year made six starts with Rocket City, an ERA of almost six. Then made it to the big league level. Made 11 relief appearances. And at a 3.18 ERA for the Angels. The 1-1 pitch. Martinez Jr. rolls it right side of the infield. Spiraling stop by McCroskey at second. Throws to second for one on the first, and it's a double play. Mac McCroskey. 4-6-3, a stabbing play at second. Starts off the double play, and that ends the second. No runs, one hit, no errors. Nobody left on base. Through an inning and a half, and it's 1-0 Rocket City on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom two in Rocket City. First pitch is driven towards right center. Rodriguez is over under it, and he makes the hit. Well, a quick welcome back to Rocket City. Chavik Blake alongside you. It's 1-0 Trash Pandas. We head to the bottom of the second inning. The only run came home on a sacrifice fly from Tucker Flint that scored Nelson Rada in the first. The Errol Vera switch hitter stands in from the left side against the righty Smith. He fires home. It's a called strike one on the outside corner. It's a curveball at 77. Smith, a three-pitch guy, fastball, curveball, and a slider. The 0-1 pitch. Vera chops it, first base side, and foul. Count goes to 0-2. Vera this year hitting 177, 12 driven in, and a 223 OBP. Smith throws the rubber first base side, rocking the gray New Balance cleats with the gray pants. The pitch. Misses off the inside corner, and that gets him right off the elbow guard. Vera reaches base in the fifth consecutive game, and it brings up the righty Mac McCroskey. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. Jim McBlake back alongside you. We're in the bottom of the second inning between the Shuckers and Trash Pandas. The pitch is a swing and a miss. A sweeper at 84 from Shane Smith. And the count goes down 1-1. The lone run of the game came home on a sacrifice fly from Tucker Flint back in the first inning. One on, one away. We're in the second. Brady Smith delivers. It misses up. Another sweeper at 85. And the count evens 1-1. Well, we said at the start of the broadcast that Smith is a three-pitch guy, fastball, curveball, and a slider. But he's starting to throw in a sweeper here, which is the first time we've seen him throw that pitch this season. The check back to first, the tag, not in time. Barra just gets back. Something I'll have to ask him about postgame. BP tomorrow. Smith is transitioning into a starter role. Obviously, three good pitches important for a starter, but four good pitches really takes you to the next level. Smith, the guy the Brewers really like as a starter. The pitch, runner goes, it's fouled off, and the count goes to 1-2. McCroskey in the eighth spot in the order, hitting 181, eight runs driven in, and a 271 OBP. One ball, two strikes, one away. Smith stares in from the stretch. Vera takes his lead off first. The pitch, swing and a miss. A sweeper at 83. Smith strikes out McCroskey for the second out. This is the first time we've seen Smith throw that sweeper this season. That one got 13 inches of run away from McCroskey's bat. And now the catcher, Caleb Hamilton, steps in. Right-handed bat. One on, two away in the bottom of the second. Brady Smith comes set. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 93. The count goes 2-1. No balls, one strike, two away. Smith comes set. Now comes home first to check back to first. Bear is back in time. Hamilton's hitting just .094 this season. Two homers, six driven in, and a .221 OBP. He's just three for his last 59 at the plate with 23 strikeouts. The 0-1 pitch. Popped up toward short center. Rodriguez charges in on it. Martin's over from right. Rodriguez holds him off for the last moment. And that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. The end of the third. It's 1-0 Rocket City on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
We end of the third. Jamie Blake back alongside you on the Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi
trails Rocket City 1-0. Already Sam Bachman's back to work. He faces the righty Casey Martin, who steps in for his first plate appearance with the Brewers organization. Bachman delivers. Martin takes up and in. It's a slider at 85, and the count goes to 1-0. Martin's making his organizational debut today, acquired from the Phillies organization just last week. The 1-0 pitch. Martin takes a slider for a strike on the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Prior to coming over to Biloxi, he spent the entire season with the AA affiliate of the Phillies, the Reading Fight Phils. 1-1 pitch, driven out to right. Wagaman back on it, under it, and he makes the catch. One away now, and up comes the righty, Adam Hall. One out, nobody on. 1-0 Trash Pandas in the third. Hall digs in from the right side. 4-for-13 this season with 2 driven in. The pitch. He takes up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. That was a sinker at 97 from Bachman. It's almost a turbo sinker from the righty. Gets it up into the mid to high 90s. The pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. It's a slider at 86. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Chopped towards short. Guzman charges. Snags it. Slings it to first. It's in time. And now two away. Brings up the lefty, Dylan O'Reilly. O'Reilly today has seen one pitch. He swung at it, and he tallied his first double a hit. That was to lead off the game back in the first inning. O'Reilly 1-for-1 in double A after just a terrific season with High A Wisconsin. Bachman delivers. Fastball called a strike at 94, and the count goes to 1-1. O'Reilly, though, youngest guy on this roster, 20 years old, born February 14th of 2004. The 0-1 pitch. He takes off the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. O'Reilly, all he needs is 20 plate appearances, and he's set to become the fourth player in Shuckers franchise history under 21 years old to record at least 20 plate appearances. The 1-1 pitch misses up and in. He turns out of the way, a sinker at 96, and the count goes to 2-1. O'Reilly would join quite the trio. The three who have done it in franchise history, Jackson Churio and Jefferson Caro both last year, and Orlando Arcia back in 2015. 2-0 pitch, hot foul behind home plate and out of play. The count evens at 2-2. O'Reilly, born and raised in Sarnia, Ontario, Canada, drafted in the third round of the 2022 draft. 2-2 the count. The pitch misses off the outside corner. Craig down a slider away at 87. So the count goes full. Bachman fires. O'Reilly takes strike three. Slider on the inside corner at 87. That ends the frame. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through 2.5, and it's 1-0 Rocket City. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The top of the order to Rocket City. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Shuckers trail the Trash Pandas 1-0. The righty Shane Smith delivers home to the lefty Nelson Rada. First pitch is a curveball low, and the count goes to 1-0. Javik Blake alongside you, first of six between the Shuckers and Trash Pandas in Madison, Alabama. The 1-0 pitch, Rada takes low, and the count goes to 2-0. Both leadoff guys for the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas today, youngsters. Rada, all of 18 years old. The 2-0 pitch. He takes the strike at the knees, and the count goes to 2-1. Rada, born August 24th of 2005 in Valencia, Venezuela. The pitch hits him on the ankle off the inside corner. And Rada's reached base twice today. Double in the first, hit here in the third. Brings up the switch hitter, Gustavo Campero. Campero's 0-for-1 with a ground out. We'll see if Rada goes here. 21 stolen bases this season. A Trash Pandas team that has 98 as a team. Most of them have been between Rada and Campero, both of them with 21 on the season. The pitch. Check swing. Doesn't matter. It's called strike one. A fastball at 93 on the outside corner. Rada takes his lead off first. It's 1-0 Trash Pandas in the bottom of the third. Now Campero calls time and steps out. Gives us a chance to remind you, you can join in on the broadcast with our text the booth line at 601-514-0776. Check back to first. Rada dives back towards the outfield part of the bag. On the count, stays in 0-1. Smith now has one disengagement left. Again, it's 601-514-0776. 0-1, the count to Campero. Rada takes his lead off first. Now the pitch. Rada's off to second. It's a slider that misses away. Miller throws to second. The tag, not in time. And Miller almost gets it. Brown Jr. puts both hands on his knees. And that's a stolen base. As a reminder, third base umpire in this series is Warren Eubanks, part of this crew. The Shuckers have quite some history with Eubanks. Last time, they were in Biloxi. That was the whole swing but no swing call on Jacob Mizorowski. The 1-1 pitch, Campero fists it out in front of home plate. Smith barehands it, fires the first, it's in time. And Campero's retired, Rada moves to third. One away now, and the righty Eric Wagaman steps in. And just as a reminder, the Shuckers this year have had two ejections. Both of them have come with this crew. When Ernesto Martinez Jr. and Joe Arol were both thrown out by tonight first base umpire Chandler Durham, a part of this crew. Infield comes in for Biloxi. Already Eric Wagaman steps in. He drew a walk back in the first inning. The pitch. He takes up and the count goes to 1-0. Trash Pandas lead Biloxi 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Wagaman takes up and in, and it gets him up near the helmet. He attempted to throw the sweeper. Just slipped out of his hand. Wagaman reaches base for the second time today. That is the third hit batter by Smith tonight. And it brings up the lefty Tucker Flint.
Now the corners play in for Biloxi. And the middle infield plays back. The pitch, runner off to second. Slider misses low. Wagaman slides him to second without a throw. Now runners on second and third, and the infield backing. One or no, the count to the lefty Flint. Sec fly back in the first inning. The pitch. He checks his swing, gets him going on a sword with that slider. The count evens 1-1. Checkers trail it 1-0, bottom of the third inning. So far, Trash Panda's starter Sam Bachman has retired Biloxi. 9 of the 11 batters faced, and he has yet to allow a run. The pitch. Flint takes off the inside corner, a sweeper at 83, and the count goes to 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one away. The pitch, fouled back, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Wagaman's at second, Rada's at third. Two batters have been hit this inning. Rapid City has just two hits tonight. Both of those came in the first inning. The 2-2 pitch misses low and away. It's a curveball at 78. The count goes full at three balls and two strikes. Smith comes set. Infield's in for Biloxi. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Dots a sweeper on the outside corner. That's been a put-away pitch for him tonight. It slipped out of his hands a few times. That's why he's hit three batters. Two of them have been hit attempting to throw that sweeper. But when it's on, it's looked terrific. Two strikeouts. Both of those on the sweeper tonight. And the infield now plays back with runners at second and third. And the righty Denzer Guzman steps in from the right side. It's 1-0 Trash Pandas in the third. The pitch tips foul in and out of Miller's mitt. The count goes 0-1. Guzman singled into left back in the first inning, though Adam Hall made sure that Eric Wagaman did not score from second. He threw him out by about a country mile. The 0-1 pitch. Guzman pops it foul up in our direction up here in the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. It's out of play. It counts of no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Slider misses away. He does not go. The count stays at 0-2. Smith delivers. Rolled to third. Loken grabs it, takes two steps, slings it across the diamond to first. It's in time. And that ends the inning. Great job by Smith to bear down. Runners at second and third with one away. And nobody scores. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. We go to the fourth. It's 1-0 Rocket City on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Burnett Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
Welcome back to Rocket City. Jambic Blake back alongside you. Rocket City, nickname for Huntsville, Alabama. That we are in Huntsville. We're in Madison, Alabama. Just a couple of miles away from Huntsville. Shuckers trail it 1-0 as we head to the fourth. Both teams have tallied two hits. Nobody's committed an error. And the Rocket City Trash Pandas have the only run. Righty Sam Bachman back to work against the lefty Mike Bovey. First pitch. Bovey takes a slider on the outside corner. First strike one. Bovey struck out looking on a changeup back in the first inning. The 0-1 pitch. Bovey ropes it right side of the infield. Couple pops to McCroskey. Bovey slips out of the box, and McCroskey fires to first in time. Yep, everything's okay with Bovey. He's got a smile on his face. That's always a good sign after you slip and eat it out of the box. One away now, and the righty Brock Wilkins stands in. Bachman gets a new baseball, tosses the old one away. One nothing Rocket City in the top of the fourth inning. Bachman delivers. Wilkin takes up and in. It pops out of Hamilton's mitt. The count goes to 1-0. Wilkin grounded out to short back in the first inning. Got a bit ahead of a slider at 85 from Bachman. The 1-0 pitch misses low and away, and the count goes to 2-0. Bachman kicks and delivers. Misses low and away, and the count goes to 3-0. Bachman gets the sign from Hamilton. Hamilton sends up away. Now the pitch. Misses low and away for ball four. Wilkin draws a walk. It's the first walk drawn today by a Shuckers batter. Also the first walk allowed by Bachman this season. 9 2/3 innings this year between the rookie level ACL Angels and Double-A Rocket City. He has not allowed a walk up until that one. So man on, one away. The pitch, the lefty Rodriguez, is a called strike one. Rodriguez struck out swinging on a changeup off the outside corner back in the first inning. The 0-1 pitch. Rodriguez chops it first base side and foul. And the count goes to 0-2. J.J. Reimer joined the pregame show on Sunday. Aired it today due to the rainout on Sunday. One of the big things he said about Carlos is he sets the table, especially when he was at the top of the order. Does a terrific job at putting balls in play. A lot of line drives from Rodriguez. J.J. said, hitters hit. The pitch. Rodriguez pops it foul out of play. The count stays in 0-2. And you have a lot of guys in this lineup who don't strike out a lot. The Shuckers this year have struck out just 506 times. That is the second fewest total out of any team in the Southern League. The only one who's done it less is the Tennessee Smokies. The 0-2 pitch. Rodriguez drives it in a left center, a line drive that's down for a base hit. Rolls to Rada. He picks it up in the alleyway, fires it back in. It's a single for Rodriguez. He's now reached base in 10 consecutive games. And the Shuckers have the tying run in scoring position with 1-1. And up comes Eric Brown Jr., who's been swinging a hot bat lately. Brown Jr. digs in at the back of the right-handed box against the righty Bachman. Rodriguez at first, Wilkins at second. And by the way, another line drive base hit for Carlos Rodriguez. So he continues to do what he's done best for the better half of a year and a half in the Southern League. The pitch to Brown Jr. is a called strike one, a slider at 85 in the outside corner. Brown Jr. is 0-for-1 today. Grounded out to short back in the second inning. Bachman delivers. Brown Jr. takes up. Slider at 86. Count evens 1-1. Bachman comes set. Now the pitch. Called strike. Sinker at the knees at 96. And the count goes to 1-2. Darian Miller's on deck. Shuckers trail it 1-0 in the top of the fourth. Shuckers trying to crank that offense back up to where it was last week. And now Brown Jr. calls time and steps out. Shuckers' offense has really come alive over their last 13 games. Ever since the end of May, where they scored 15 runs over two games against Pensacola, that's been the breaking out point for this offense. Averaged over 5.5 runs per game since. The pitch. Hit on one hop by McCroskey, who dives at second, and it's in the center for a base hit. Wilkin rounds third. Rada fires it in toward third. It's cut off by Guzman, and it's an RBI single for Eric Brown Jr. Luxie ties the game at 1. Great to see that from Eric Brown Jr. He's made a couple of different adjustments in the swing and comes through in a big-time way there. One hopped it by McCroskey, went full extension up the middle. Brown Jr.'s 13th RBI of the year. He's now 5 for his last 14 at the plate. Now 2 on, 1 away, and the lefty Darian Miller steps in. Bachman fires. Miller takes a sinker at the knees for strike 1. Biloxi's out hit Rocket City 4-2 today. They have a big-time opportunity here as Bachman about to throw his 52nd pitch of the night. The pitch. Miller swings and misses. Went fishing on a slider low at 86. The count goes to 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Miller singled to the left side of the infield back in the second inning. Bachman fires. Miller swings and misses. Ball in the dirt. Hamilton blocks it up. That's strike 3. There's a slider low from Bachman. That's his 4th strikeout of the day. 2 have come on the changeup. 2 of them have come on the slider. And now 2 out with 2 on for the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. Shuckers and Trash Pandas are knotted at 1. We're in the top of the 4th inning. Bachman delivers. Martinez Jr. swings and misses, a slider low. And the count goes 2-1. Martinez Jr. bounced into a 4-6-3 double play back in the second. Then we torched it. 2 hops off the bat at 107. The 0-1 pitch. He takes off the inside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Martinez Jr. has done a terrific job this season at damaging the ball just about every time he comes up to the plate. The 1-1 pitch. He takes Lowen inside. It bounces to Hamilton's mitt. The count goes to 2-1. there's no public leaderboard like there is in the AAA level or the big league level for average exit velocity. But Ernesto has to be near the top of the Southern League, if not all of AA. Seems like every time you turn around, there's something coming off the bat at 100-plus. The pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 3-1. Without a doubt, definitely a big reason why he re-signed with the Brewers this past offseason, why the Brewers wanted to re-sign Martinez Jr. He said he wanted to come back because, well, he said there was unfinished business with the Brewers organization. The 3-1 pitch. He swings and drives it towards right center. Wagaman, the right fielder, is over into the alleyway. Rada's over from center. He calls him off, and he makes the count. Struckers, Checkers strain two, but they score one. One run, two hits, no errors, two runners left on base. We're through 3.5, 9-1 on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bobin, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, this is Eric Brown Jr. Welcome to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We head to the bottom of the fourth inning from Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. David Blake back alongside you. Thanks so much for joining us on your Tuesday night. Already Shane Smith faces off against the lefty Sam Brown. First pitch, Brown takes low and inside, and it bounces in a Darian Miller's mitt. It's a slider at 84. And the count goes to 1-0. Smith today has allowed one run on two hits. He's walked one, hit three, and struck out two. The 1-0 pitch misses off the inside corner at 93. The count goes to 2-0. One of the big things tonight, though, from Smith has been the resiliency on the hit. He's found himself in a couple different jams and has only allowed a run. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 3-0. The 3-0 pitch. Fastball called to strike 93 right in the inside corner. And the count goes to 3-1. Brown puts a center back in the second inning. The pitch. Slider called strike two right in the outside corner. Bounces in and out of Miller's mitt. The count goes forward. 3-2. The 3-2 pitch misses off the inside corner. It's 4. Time to take a look at the Owaw Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Bottom of the sixth inning, Tennessee leads Mississippi 5-0. They're through 5. Chattanooga leads Pensacola 4-1. And they're through 5 in the Rickwood game up at Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama. The pitch, bunt shown, pulls back. He misses away to the switch hitter, Errol Vera, in from the left side. Montgomery leads Birmingham 5-2. Just a terrific opportunity for the Biscuits and the Barons playing at Rickwood Field, the oldest. Now the pitch, Vera shows bunt, punts it foul up the third baseline, and the count evens 1-1. Rickwood Field, one of the oldest ballparks in all of America. Major League Baseball doing a tribute to the Negro Leagues playing at the ballpark. Giants will play there later this week. Tonight, it's the Birmingham Barons playing as the Birmingham Black Barons and the Montgomery Biscuits playing as the Montgomery Gray Sox. The 1-1 pitch, bunt shown. It misses off the inside corner. Miller blocks it up. Brown off to second. The tag in time. Brown Jr. goes behind the bag, lays all the way out with his mitt, and snags the ball grab from Brown for the out. And now one away. What a terrific job by Darian Miller behind the plate. What a terrific job by Brown Jr. in second. Laid all the way out. Just got Brown's leg. Count of two balls and one strike to the switch hitter, Vera. He's at the very back of the left-handed box. Righty Smith fires. It misses low. Bounces off of Miller's mitt. The count goes to 3-1. Smith fires, misses away, pops out of Miller's mitt, and it's a five-pitch walk to Vera. Now runner on first with one away for the righty, Mac McCroskey, and the Shuckers bullpen starts to get moving. Lefty Nate Peterson is on the mound right now. Ben Metzinger, who's been serving as the Shuckers bullpen catcher, has all of his gear on. Peterson has not started throwing yet. The righty McCroskey steps in, one on, one out. We're in the fourth. Check back to first, the tag, not in time. Bear is back safely. We're knotted at one in the bottom of the fourth inning. Rocket City got one in the bottom of the first. Biloxi got one back in the top of the fourth. The pitch, McCroskey takes away. Fastball at 92, and the count goes to 1-0. Vera off first. Smith delivers. Fastball called the strike, top of the zone at 92. And the count evens 1-1. One ball, one strike, one away. Smith comes in at the belt. Now delivers. McCroskey swings and misses, a long swing and a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. The count goes to 1-2. By the way, between McCroskey and Mike Bovey in first, it is a Summit League meeting here in Rocket City. Bovey played at the University of Nebraska Omaha, McCroskey at Oral Roberts. Check back to first. Vera again back to the bag in time. McCroskey, just like Bovey, drafted last year, drafted in the 20th round and immediately sent to Double-A after three games in rookie ball. The 1-2 pitch, Vera off to second. McCroskey pokes it out to right. Martin back on it towards the warning track. With his back to the wall, he makes the catch. Vera is back to first, and McCroskey's retired for the second out. Brings up the righty, Caleb Hamilton. One on, two away. We're knotted at one in the bottom of the fourth. By the way, we'd like to give a big hello to George, who's tuning in tonight from Grand Ridge, Florida. We'd also like to say a big hello to Kane in Wayne County and Sarah, who's in Biloxi. The pitch to Hamilton. He swings and misses, a long swing and a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count goes 10-1. We'd also like to say a big hello to Joe, who's tuning in from Sarasota. Check back to first. Vera again back in time. Vera this year, just one stolen base in 50 games. He's 1-for-4. But he's drawn a couple of different throws over to first from Shuckers pitcher Shane Smith. The 0-1 pitch. Hamilton takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes 2-2. Hamilton's 0-1 today. Enter today hitting .094 on the season. Now he digs back in. Very back of the right-handed box. No balls, two strikes, two away. Smith delivers. Vera's off. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Jansen with the sweeper at 84. Three strikeouts tonight. All of them on the sweeper. And once again, Smith works around damage. No runs. No hits. No errors. One runner left on base. Way to the fifth. We're knotted at one on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion. We get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Way out of the fifth in Rocket City. Jay McBlake back alongside you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. A reminder, today's game coming to you live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Sam Bachman done after four innings of work. And the Trash Pandas go to the bullpen. In comes the righty, Ivan Armstrong. Shuckers saw him last year at points. Faces the righty, Casey Martin. First pitch. Martin takes strike one. Armstrong makes his 15th appearance of the year. He's been excellent. A 1.93 ERA in 32 and two-thirds innings. The 0-1 pitch. Martin takes a slider away, and the count evens 1-1. Eight walks, 33 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .216 against him. The pitch. Martin takes a slider away. And the count goes to 2-1. Final line for Bachman. He's still building up after being activated off the 60-day injured list just 4 days ago. Gave up one run on four hits. The pitch, Martin rolls it to short. Guzman gets it on the back of the infield. Fires to first. Just in time. Martin almost beat it out. One away now for the righty, Adam Hall. But Bachman still working back from injury. One walk, four strikeouts. And he throws just 58 pitches. One out, nobody on, and up comes the righty Adam Hall. 0-1 tonight with a ground out to short. The pitch. Chopped again to short. Guzman charges, gobbles it up mid-thigh, fires to first in time. Brown, a spiraling job at first to keep his foot on the bag. Fell to the dirt. He was able to just keep his toes on the bag. And quickly, now two away, comes the lefty Dylan O'Ray. O'Ray is 1-for-2 today. Singled in the first, struck out looking on a slider back in the third. Armstrong fires. O'Ray takes strike one. Backdoors a slider at 82. Today is O'Ray's first game at the AA level. Just 20 years old from Sarnia, Ontario, Canada. The 0-1 pitch. O'Ray lines it foul into the seats. over a fan's glove. The count goes 0-2. And the fan with the glove didn't even get it. Stuck up his glove, went right over the top of it. Little kid sitting about two seats next to him gets the baseball. The 0-2 pitch. O'Ray takes strike three. Change up in the inside corner at 84. And that brings an end to the top of the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're halfway through in Madison, Alabama. We're knotted at one on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Bottom five in Rocket City. Jacob Blake back alongside you. Shane Smith has walked the tightrope today, to say the least. Three walks. He's hit three. He's only struck out three, and he's allowed just one run in four innings, and he's out for a fifth. Faces the top of the order, and Nelson Rada, first pitch, is a called strike one. Rada is one for one against him. Double off the bat at 100 miles an hour back in the first. The pitch. Check swing, he goes around. And the count quickly goes 0-2. That was a slider low at 85. And Smith jumps ahead in the count. Three strikeouts today for Smith. All of them have come on the sweeper. See what he dials up here to the lefty. The pitch, swing and a miss. Elevates the fastball at 93. And Ryder's retired for the first out. You know things are going well when even on a night when you don't fully have the command together, you're through four and a third innings of work, and you've only allowed a run. And that's been the big thing. He has not allowed many hits, just two of them. He's about to throw his 64th pitch of the night. The pitch, the switch hitter Campero misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Campero's 0-2 today. Bounced out to second and bounced out back to the mound in the third. The 1-0 pitch. Campero drives it in right, down for a base hit. It rolls to Martin. He picks it up and lofts it back in towards the infield. Campero, a hard turnaround first. And that's the first hit recorded by the Trash Pandas since Denzer Guzman singled out to left of the play that ended the first inning when Adam Hall threw on Eric Wagaman by about a mile and a half. That was off Campero's bat at 105 and extends his hit streak to three straight. Brings up the righty Wagaman. One out, one on. We are knotted at one in the bottom of the fifth inning. The offense is coming to premium early on in this one. The pitch. Called strike one, top of the zone at 92. Wagaman has yet to record an at-bat tonight. Walked in the first. Was hit by a pitch in the third. The 0-1 pitch. Fouled straight back, and the count goes 0-2. That was on that sweeper from Smith. He's consistently getting better and better at locating that pitch. It's the first time we've seen that pitch this season. By the way, the Shuckers have Craig Yoho up in the bullpen. Check back to first. Campero's back in time. Yoho's a guy who has been nothing short of filthy since ending up at the double-A level. Got roughed up a bit last time out. Gave up four runs, three of them earned in an inning plus. All of those came in that second inning. The 0-2 pitch. Campero off to second. It's popped up. First base side, out of play. Into the seats, and oh, somebody got it in the hat! The hat's still alive! About five rows back, he's wearing a gray hat with a gray shirt. He stuck it up, and he's got it. And it's also strike two. And this was banana ball in the Savannah Bananas. He would have been out. Unfortunately for Shane Smith, not the case. He's still got to throw one more strike. The 0-2 pitch to Wagaman. Campero's off. It's hit on one hop row. Ray gets it. Shovels the second. No throw. No play. Down the play to first. And Bobby drops it. That was a weird and disjointed play. O'Ray flipped it to Brown Jr. Didn't get to him in time. Campero did not slide. Brown Jr. ran into Campero, fired to first, and Bobby dropped it. It's a fielder's choice. Yoho continues to warm in the bullpen. Runners on first and second with one away for the lefty, Tucker Flynn. We're knotted at one in the bottom of the fifth inning. Smith delivers. Flint takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Smith right now into the fifth inning for just the third time in his career. Last time out, he went five innings, gave up just one run against the Smokies. Smith steps off the mound and checks second. No throw. Count at one ball and no strikes. The winner delivery misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. Flint is 0-for-1 today with a sacrifice fly to center back in the first that scored Rocket City's only run. The 2-0 pitch. Slider, Thompson on the outside corner. It's a called strike one. The pitch. Slider misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 3-1. Three balls, one strike, one out. Yoho continues to get warm in that bullpen for Biloxi down the left field line. The 3-1 pitch. Misses low and inside. It's ball four. Now they're loaded up with one away for the righty, Denzer Guzman, and Checkers acting manager Fidel Pena out from the top step of the dugout. And here comes Craig Yoho. Smith finishes his day after 4 1/3 innings. Craig Yoho enters with one out, and the base is loaded in a tie game. Here comes Yoho against a tough situation. Checkers, Trash Pandas, knotted at one in the Biloxi Checkers Radio Watch Network. Me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Guy can make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Checkers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider
of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KonecaSausage.com.
As I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bases loaded for Rocket City. One away, bottom of the fifth inning in a 1-1 game. Randy Craig Yoho's in. Fires home to the righty, Denzar Guzman. First pitch is a sweeper that gets away from Miller. He slides to it, and everybody stays put. That got about 15 feet away from him. The count goes to 1-0. Guzman is 1-for-2 today with a single back in the first. Tucker Flint is at first. Eric Wagaman's at second. Gustavo Campero is at third. Miller quickly out to the mound to talk to Yoho. And the LED lights start to flash here at Toyota Field. The newest ballpark in the Southern League. Built for the Trash Pandas move from Mobile following the 2020 season. Yoho out to make his fifth appearance of the year. Miller back behind the plate. Now the pitch. Fastball. Called a strike at 93. And the count evens 1-1. Yoho has allowed 5 runs. 3 of them earned on 6 hits and 6 2/3 innings. The big number, though, just 2 walks and 14 punchouts. Yoho fires. Swing and a miss. That was a filthy slider off the outside corner. 20 inches of break, and the count at 1-2. Time called. Eric Brown Jr. has to tie his left shoe. That one's good to go. We couldn't see from up here if he was a bunny ears guy or a loop, swoop, and pull guy. 1-2, 1 away. Brown Jr.'s shoes are tagged tight. Yoho fires. Swing and a miss. Oh, that was disgusting. 77-mile-an-hour slider off the outside corner. Guzman was ahead of it by about a country mile, and now 2 away with the bases loaded for the lefty, Sam Brown. He went away from Guzman's bat with the slider. We'll see if he goes away from Brown's bat with the changeup. 2 out, bases loaded in the fifth. Yoho delivers. Called strike 1, and that is. There's the changeup at 78. Count goes to no balls and a strike. All 3 runners inherited by Yoho. Campero at third, Wagaman at second, Flint at first. The 0-1 pitch. Brown way ahead of the changeup. He swings and misses at 79, and the count goes to 0-2. Brown calls time and collects himself. Now digs back in. You have to mentally prepare for the wizardry that is Craig Yoho pitching. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Change up down low at 77. And Yoho comes in with the bases loaded and 1 away. Strikeout, strikeout. And we stay tied at 1. No runs, 1-8, no errors. 3 runners left on base. Into the 6th. We're knotted at 1 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
We head to the top of the sixth inning. Shuckers, Trash Pandas, netted at one from Toyota Field in Rocket City. Righty Ivan Armstrong continues on. First pitch to Mike Bovey. He has a called strike one. Fastball outside corner at 94. Bovey is 0 for 2 today. Struck out looking in the first. Grounded out to second in the fourth. The pitch. Bovey swings and misses. Change up low at 80 miles an hour. The count goes to 0-2. Shuckers kept this game tied in the bottom of the fifth inning thanks to some wizardry from reliever Craig Yoho. He's just throwing frisbees on the hill. 0-2 pitch. Bovey takes strike three. Change up on the inside corner at 85. And now one away for the righty Brock Wilkin. But Yoho came in the bottom of the fifth inning with the bases loaded and one away. Got Guzman swinging on a slider and then got Brown swinging on a changeup to end the inning. Pitch the righty Wilkin misses low and the count goes to 1-0. Wilkin today 0-for-1 with a walk and a ground out to second. The pitch. Wilkin takes a strike at the knees at 93. The count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Wilkin takes off the outside corner. The count goes to 2 balls and a strike. Shuckers and Trash Pandas are knotted at 1 in the top of the sixth inning. It's been a pitcher's duel to start this series. The 2-1 pitch. Wilkin takes a strike on the inside corner. Fastball that blazes in at 91. The count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Armstrong delivers. Wilkin swings and drives it out to deep right. Weigemann's back on it towards the warning track at the wall, looks up, and it is gone. Home run, Brock Wilkin, and it's 2-1 Biloxi. Wilkin touches home off the bat at 97 miles an hour, 324 feet. It's Wilkin's sixth homer of the year, 19th run driven in, and it gives Biloxi a 2-1 lead here in the sixth. Up comes the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. Wilkin takes the life out of this crowd at Toyota Field. The pitch, Rodriguez hits it on two hops up the middle. It's into center for a base hit. Rodriguez rounds first. Rada picks it up and fires it back in. Now a multi-hit performance for Carlos Rodriguez. Brings up the righty Eric Brown Jr. The Shuckers snatch momentum right back to their side. There's the bases loaded and one away for Rocket City in the bottom of the fifth, unable to score, and the Shuckers immediately take the lead in the sixth inning. Armstrong delivers. Brown Jr. takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. The count evens 1-1. Shackers lead it 2-1 over Rocket City. They've scored two unanswered since the Trash Pandas started the scoring in the bottom of the first. The pitch. Rodriguez off to second. Pitch misses away. The third to second on a hop. Not in time. And Rodriguez has his 10th stolen base this season. Now a runner in scoring position for Biloxi. Already up by one. Now Carlos Rodriguez is tending to his belt. He's got some dirt in there. He's trying to shake it all out. Redo the belt. Now picks up his sliding mitt. He's good to go. Two balls, one strike, one away. The 2-1 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. Entering today, Armstrong had been terrific on the hill for Rocket City. He had a 1.93 ERA, 14 appearances, 2.16 average against. The Shuckers have gotten him here in the sixth. The pitch, Brown Jr. takes off the inside corner. It's ball four. He's reached base twice today, and now runners on first and second with one away. One run already in the inning, and Darian Miller steps in. Miller digs in at the very back of the left-handed box. Freddie Armstrong comes set. Runners on first and second with one away. The pitch. Miller swings and hits it on two hop. Kroski dives at second. It's by him and it's into right. Rodriguez rounds third and comes home. Wagaman throws home. Two hops, not in time. Smart base running by Brown Jr. He goes first to third. It's a multi-hit night for Darian Miller. Picks up an RBI and it's 3-1 Biloxi. Darian Miller's bat is really starting to heat up now. He's now 8 for his last 18 at the plate. Tallies a multi-hit performance tonight. And Caleb Hamilton out to the mound to talk to Armstrong. Shuckers have scored twice in this inning. Hamilton back behind the plate, and up comes the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. One out, two on. The pitch. Fastball called strike one. Martinez Jr. has a chance to break this game wide open. Shuckers already lead it 3-1. Miller off first, Brown Jr. off third. Armstrong fires. Misses off the outside corner. Hamilton almost falls over. He went to go get it. Count evens 1-1. He stumbled backwards for a moment. He went all the way over towards the right-handed batter's box. But either way, 1-1 the count. The pitch misses off the inside corner. Martinez Jr. backs out of the way. And the count goes to 2-1. Armstrong fires. Martinez Jr. spoils it foul. Two hops off the wall, third base side. Counts even, two balls and two strikes. Armstrong comes set, now fires. Martinez Jr. takes off the inside corner with a slider at 83, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, one away. The pitch. Martinez Jr. fouls it straight back. It's a changeup at 86. The count goes full with 3 balls and 2 strikes. Armstrong comes set. Now the payoff pitch. Martinez Jr. swings and misses. A thunderous cut on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Martinez Jr. strikes out for the second half of the inning. And now 2-1, 2 away. Already Casey Martin steps in. Shuckers lead it 3-1 in the top of the sixth inning. Opening game of a 6-game set against Rocket City. The pitch. He takes up and in. The count goes to 1-0. Martin's 0 for 2 tonight. A fly out to right. A ground out to short. The 1-0 pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. The count evens 1-1. Armstrong comes set. He delivers home. Martin spoils it out toward short. Guzman snags it and then ends the frame. But Biloxi strikes for 2. 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. We're through 5.5. The Shuckers have scored 3 unanswered. They lead it 3-1. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Frank Yoho's out for his second inning of work as we move to the bottom of the sixth inning. Jabic Blake back alongside you from Rocket City. Switch hitter Errol Vera steps in. First pitch from Yoho is a called strike 1. Changeup at 77. Yoho is out for his first full inning. Struck out 2 with the bases loaded back in the fifth. The pitch to Vera. Called strike on the inside corner, again with a changeup at 78. Count at 0 balls and 2 strikes. Yoho has been nothing short of tremendous since coming to Double-A. The 0-2 pitch, Vera takes off the outside corner, trying to get him with the changeup. Count goes to 1-2. Jevin McCoskey, the WXXV sports director and proud IU Bloomington graduate, same place as Craig Yoho, actually was at school covering IU baseball. The 1-2 pitch. Vera swings and misses. Change up, down low at 78. 3 up, 3 down, all on strikeouts for Yoho. And up comes the righty, Matt McCroskey. But Jevin, with all of Craig's success, very excited as a IU grad, but after that last inning, simply said, yeah, Craig was possibly made in a lab in a factory. Might be true. Yoho's been terrific in Double-A. Pitch to the righty, McCroskey. is a called strike one, sinker at 92. And it's not like Yoho was a heralded reliever in college. Yes, he was terrific last season, but that was the first time he had ever pitched in college. Consistent injuries. Originally started college as a hitter. The pitch. Slider low, 77. And the count evens 1-1. Shuckers lead it 3-1 in the bottom of the sixth inning. One out, nobody on. The pitch. Tipped foul into Miller's man. The count goes to 1-2. That was a sinker at 92. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Way ahead of it. A slider at 76. Two away now for the righty, Caleb Hamilton. Four batters faced, four strikeouts for Yoho. And it's simply a situation where he's making professional hitters look like not professional hitters. Two out, nobody on. Bottom of the sixth inning. Yoho delivers to Hamilton. Tipped foul off Miller's gear behind the plate. It was a sinker at 92. And the count goes 2-1. Yoho, by the way, four strikeouts today, now has 18 of them since coming up to Double-A. The 0-1 pitch. Sinker misses up at 92, and the count evens 1-1. Yoho has recorded four outs. So he's now thrown eight innings this year. 24 outs. 18 of them have been recorded by the strikeout. That is 75%. The pitch. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. 75% of the outs recorded by Craig Yoho since coming to Double-A have been on the strikeout. He could almost do that old Satchel Paige tale of when Paige just told everybody to leave the field. 2-1 pitch popped up, third base side foul territory. Brown Jr. a long way over towards the seats, and it's out of play. Count evens 2-2. But it's almost quite literally a situation where Paige, who's playing for the Indianapolis Clowns of the Negro Leagues on a barnstorming tour. The legend goes that he told the outfielders, hey, we don't need you. Go to the dugout. I'll see you at the end of the half inning. Then looked to the infielders and said, hey, we don't need you either. And then he struck out the side. Yoho is one pitch away from striking out the side. The 2-2 pitch. Slider misses low at 78. The count goes full with 3 balls and 2 strikes. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Yoho comes set, third base side of the rubber. Now fires. Lifted foul. Third base side and into the seats. Almost got somebody's beer. Instead, deflects down to a little kid in the fifth row. Beer safe. Kid's got a baseball. We're good to go. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. It's 3-1 Shuckers in the top of the sixth inning. Yoho comes set at the belt. Now delivers. Slider misses away. And Hamilton becomes the first runner to reach against Yoho. Up comes the left-handed hitting Nelson Rana. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Rado takes off the inside corner, kicks out the back leg. I'll get the slider. Counter 2-0. Rado's 1-for-2 today. Singled, take that, doubled in the first. Struck out in the fifth, was hit by a pitch in the third. It's 3-1 Biloxi in the bottom of the sixth inning. Yoho fires. Rada shows bunt, pulls back, it misses up and away, a sinker at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes to 3-0. The 3-0 delivery. Rada takes strike one. It's a sinker at 91 in the inside corner. Three balls, one strike, two away. The pitch right away ahead of a changeup. Waves and misses at 79, and the count goes to 3-2. And for some reason, the crowd is being egged on to chant the SpongeBob SquarePants theme song. Today in minor league baseball, Rada steps out for a moment. I mean, to be fair, we do have a team called the Trash Pandas playing a team called the Shuckers. Oysters versus rocket-powered raccoons and trash cans. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Yoho fires runner off. Rada lifts it down the right field line. It is foul, and we'll do it again. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Yoho has been one strike away from finishing this inning on back-to-back batters. Crowd starts to get roaring. Frank Yoho against Nelson Rada. One on, two out, and a 3-1 Shuckers lead in the sixth. Yoho comes set. Now the pitch, runner off, Rada fouls it back, and we'll do it one more time. Not only is this a big-time situation right here for Yoho, but it's also a high-octane battle. Yoho, a guy who's regarded as one of the best relievers in minor league baseball, against the youngest guy in the Southern League, one of the top prospects in the Angels system, in Nelson Rada. The pitch, runner goes. Rada takes the sinker up and away at 91. And it's back-to-back walks. Gustavo Campero steps in. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Shuckers acting manager Fidel Pena is out of the dugout as we welcome you back to Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. Runners on first and second with two away. Yoho hands the ball off to Pena. And the Shuckers go to the bullpen for the second time tonight. We'll be back in a moment. New pitcher in the game when we return. Shuckers Radio Network.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's only the sixth inning, but right now, likely the biggest situation of the game so far. Welcome back to Madison, Alabama. Rocket City Trash Pandas, Biloxi Shuckers, game one of a six-game set. It's 3-1 Biloxi, 2-on, two out, and the lefty Nate Peterson delivers to Gustavo Campero. First pitch misses off the inside corner. And the count goes to 1-0. Campero, switch hitter, up from the right side for the first time today. Was 1-for-3 as a left-handed bat. Peterson kicks and delivers. Campero swings and misses. Change up low at 86. And the count evens 1-1. Peterson is in for Craig Yoho. Done for the day after an inning and a third. Rada at first and Hamilton at second. Both his responsibility. Walked back-to-back batters to finish out his outing. Peterson makes his 12th appearance of the year. His third out of the bullpen. He's a 4.72 ERA. The 1-1 pitch. Campero fouls it off. Third base side. Two hops into the seats. The count goes to 1-2. Peterson, 47 2/3 innings. 20 walks, 48 strikeouts. An opponent hitting .281 against him. Peterson sets. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider down low at 84. And he strands two. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. Way into the seventh. It's 3-1 Biloxi.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street, in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
We end at the top of the seventh inning. David Blake back alongside you from Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. The lefty Eric Torres is in. Fingers home to Adam Hall. First pitch is a called strike one on the inside corner. Torres comes in for the righty Ivan Armstrong, who finishes his day after two innings of work. Gives up two runs on three hits. The lefty Torres fires. Goes from below the belt. Misses low and away. A slider at 77. And the count evens 1-1. Armstrong walks one, strikes out three, and throws 33 pitches. Torres delivers, misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Hall tonight is 0-for-2, two ground outs to short. Torres delivers, called strike, the knees at 90 miles an hour. The count evens 2-2. Torres makes his 15th appearance of the year, an ERA of an even 2 in 18 innings, 11 walks and 28 strikeouts. The 2-2 pitch, Hall takes away. The count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Shackers lead it 3-1 in the top of the seventh. The pitch, Hall takes off the inside corner, and it's ball four. Back to the top of the order in the lefty, Dylan O'Ray. O'Ray's 1-for-3 tonight in his Double-A debut. Single back in the first inning on the first pitch he saw. And has struck out each of the last two at-bats. Hall off first. Torres delivers. O'Ray takes up and in. Spins out of the way. His helmet almost flies off. The count goes to 1-0. That was a sinker at 90 miles an hour. O'Ray digs back in. Very back of the left-handed box. Torres fires. O'Ray takes a slider on the outside corner. First strike one. Paul takes his lead off first. Brown holds him on. Torres delivers. O'Ray swings and misses. Count goes to 1-2. Torres stands in 6 feet tall, 195 pounds, a native of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. O'Ray calls time and steps out. Torres, born in Milwaukee in 1999, selected by the Angels in the 14th round of the 2021 draft out of Kansas State. That was the draft where the Angels selected 20 consecutive pitchers. The 1-2 pitch. O'Ray takes strike three in the inside corner. Ball off to second. A delayed throw, and it's way late. That's a sinker at 90 miles an hour from Torres. 1 away now, and a runner in scoring position for the lefty, Mike Bovee. Bovee's 0-for-3 tonight. Two strikeouts and a ground out to second. It's 3-1 Biloxi in the top of the seventh inning. Torres steps off and stares down home. Quickly gets back to the bag. The pitch to Bovee is a called strike of the knees. The count goes to 0-1. Torres comes set. Now the 0-1 pitch. Bovee takes the low one away. Hamilton blocks it up. The count evens 1-1. Shuckers facing the Milwaukee native at the moment. Torres delivers. Bovee takes a slider on the outside corner. First strike two. Torres attended Hamilton High School in Sussex, Wisconsin. Was a reliever all 3 years. The pitch misses away, and the count evens 2-2. Was a reliever all 3 years at K-State. 49 appearances for the Wildcats, including 25 in his draft year in 2021. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Torres fires. Bovee takes off the outside corner. It's a sinker at 92. And the count goes to 3-2. The 3-2 pitch. Bovee takes off the outside corner. Ball four. And now 2-1 with one away for Brock Wolka. Wolka sets to dig in from the very back of the right-handed box. He's 1-for-2 today with a solo shot that just got over the rock wall in right. There's about a 6-foot fence, then there's a rock wall on top of it. It's about 10 feet high. Got it over both. The lefty, Torres, fires. Wilkin takes strike one. It's a sinker at 91. Torres waits. Now the pitch. Wilkin takes strike two. Another sinker. This time at 90 miles an hour. Count carries no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, one away. Torres fires. Wilkin swings and misses. A slider at 79 miles an hour. Now two away for the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. Shuckers lead it 3-1. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Two out, one on, and the lefty Rodriguez steps in. Kick that two on, two away. And Rodriguez steps in. Bovey's at first. Hall's at second. Three runs tonight on seven hits and an error for Biloxi. One run on three hits and no errors for Rocket City. Torres delivers. Rodriguez drives it foul. Third base side and out of play. And the count goes 2-1. Shuckers, though, tonight have done something that not many teams have done against this Trash Pandas bullpen. And that's score runs entering today. One of just two bullpens in the Southern League with an ERA below 3.4. The Trash Pandas at a league best 247. The pitch is a called strike, sinker at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes 2-2. Opponents hitting 206 against the bullpen, 5 points lower than everybody else. Their bullpen ERA 41 points lower than the next closest team in Birmingham. The 0-2 pitch, Rodriguez pops it up. First base side of the infield. Brown comes charging in from first. He's under it, and he makes the catch. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. It's time to stretch in Madison. 3-1. Biloxi leads it on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Nate Peterson's back to the hill for Biloxi. We move to the bottom of the seventh inning. Ready, Eric Heigemann set to stand in. It's 3-1 Biloxi over Rocket City. The pitch home. Chop third base side, foul. The count goes 2-1. Unfortunately, some very sad news coming out of the San Francisco Giants organization about an hour ago. The 0-1 pitch from Peterson. Driven out towards the left. Hall charges in on it. Hangs up just enough for him to make the catch. One away now for the lefty Tucker Flynn. But the really tough news is that Willie Mays has passed away at the age of 94. Native of Westfield, Alabama, played much of his career in the Negro Leagues in the South. Played for the Birmingham Black Barons in 1948 and a lengthy and historic big league career. Lefty-lefty matchup. The pitch, Flint takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. But earlier today, Mays died at 93 years old in Palo Alto, California. 24-time All-Star, 12-time Gold Glover. Retired by the Mets and Giants with the jersey number 24. The 1-0 pitch. It's a called strike in the outside corner, and the count evens at 1-1. Member of the National Baseball Hall of Fame, somehow was not unanimous in 1979. But a terrific human being, a great ambassador for baseball. The 1-1 delivery. Misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-1. Our hearts are with everybody in the Giants organization, everybody around the Birmingham area, and everybody throughout baseball. A tough news to come out, again, just about an hour ago, especially the week of the Rickwood Classic, playing big league level on Thursday. The 2-1 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. Tonight, Birmingham, the Barons are playing the Montgomery Biscuits, and the Barons are actually playing as the Black Barons, which was the team that Mays played for to start his professional career back in 1948. The 3-1 pitch, called strike two in the outside corner, and the count goes to 3-2. But again, Willie Mays passed away earlier this afternoon at 93 years old. The Giants announced, again, just about an hour ago. Say hey, kid, one of the greatest players in baseball history. Marvelous life, a marvelous legacy. And again, all our hearts are with everybody in the Giants organization and all around baseball. The 3-2 pitch, Flint hits it on one hop to Array at second. He's into short right, fires to first. It's in time. And now two away for the righty, Denzar Guzman. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update in the Rickwood Classic. Montgomery playing as the Gray Sox lead the Birmingham Black Barons 5-4 in the top of the ninth inning. Top eight, Chattanooga leads Pensacola 4-1. Tennessee takes care of Mississippi earlier today. A 6-0 final. The pitch to the righty, Guzman, misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Again, that scoreboard update brought to you by Owa Parks and Resort. Plan your visit today at owa.com. Three-one Biloxi. The pitch, Guzman swings and misses. It tips out of Miller's mitt. The count evens at 1-1. And again, just one more thing on Mays. If you were ever a kid and you did not try to attempt the Willie Mays catch in your backyard, I'm not sure there are many throughout baseball who were not doing that as a little kid. Have your dad throw you a baseball over your shoulder and you're trying to catch it, exactly like Willie did back in the World Series in 1954 at the old Polo Grounds. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. Guzman 1-for-3 tonight. It's 3-1 Biloxi in the bottom of the seventh. Peterson delivers. Rolled to short. Brown Jr. dives, slides to a stop, snags it, fires to first. In time, ends the inning. ABJ with a web jam. Ends the frame. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Move to the eighth. And it's 3-1 Biloxi. Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Terrific moment here at Toyota Field as we welcome you back to Madison, Alabama. We're heading to the top of the eighth inning, but first, a video board announcement on the passing of Louis Mays that was just announced by the San Francisco Giants organization about an hour ago. And to lead it off for the Biloxi Shockers is the Louisiana native and Eric Brown Jr. Brown Jr., terrific play at short to end the bottom of the seventh inning. As we go to the eighth, a standing ovation for the Say Hey Kid at Toyota Field. Lefty Eric Torres fires, and it's a called strike one in the outside corner. Again, Mays played much of his early career as a kid and growing up in the state of Alabama in the South. The pitch misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Mays made his professional debut with the Birmingham Black Barons in 1948. The 1-1 pitch pops foul back of the screen, and the count goes to 1-2. Black Barons, one of the many longtime Negro Leagues teams that were based in the South. Mays made his debut in Major League Baseball in 1951 with the New York Giants. 24-time All-Star. Two-time NL MVP. 12-time Gold Glove Award winner. And a Hall of Famer. Inducted in 1979. The 1-2 pitch. Brown Jr. takes strike three. Slider at 79 on the outside corner. That's the third strikeout today from Torres. And it brings up the lefty Darian Miller. Three-one Shuckers, top of the eighth inning. First game of a six-game set. Torres comes set, now delivers to the lefty Miller. Slider is a called strike one. The 0-1 pitch. Miller swings and misses. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Torres fires, misses away. The count goes to 1-2. Torres comes set. Now delivers. Miller takes low and away, and the count evens 2-2. Miller's had himself a terrific night. 2-for-3. RBI single back in the sixth inning. The pitch misses off the inside corner. Sweeper at 78. The count goes full at 3-2. The pitch, fouled back, and Miller stays alive. Torres delivers. Miller drives it down the right field line. It curls foul onto the berm. The count stays full. just ahead of a slider at 78. Count stays full with 3 balls and 2 strikes. Torres fires. Miller spirals it down the third baseline by third base coach Fidel Pena, but it's foul and it smacks off the wall and deflection to short left. Flick now tracks a long way over, and there's about 20 different kids wanting the baseball. And one little kid wearing a gray shirt in the first row with his glove gets the ball, and he's all smiles. Couldn't have been more than 6 or 7 years old. He runs back up to mom with the baseball. 3-2 pitch. Called strike three. Miller thought it was ball four, went a quarter of the way, and stumbled out of the box. He tried to get out of the way. It's a secret 90 miles an hour. And now two away for the lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. Top of the eighth inning. Two out, nobody on. It's 3-1 Biloxi. The pitch. Called strike one in the inside corner. It's a slider at 77. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and drives it down the left field line. Flint chases after it. Vera out. Flint in. Reaches up his bump. This moment. Makes the catch and finishes out a 1-2-3 inning. Through 7.5, Biloxi leads it 3-1. Nate Peterson back to the hill when we return on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Bottom eight back at Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. Lefty Nate Peterson continues on for Biloxi. And he faces the left-handed hitting Sam Brown. Checkers up 3-1. Peterson delivers. Brown pops it high but foul. Way out of play in the third base side. The count goes down 1-1. 3 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Biloxi. 1 run, 3 hits, and no errors for the Trash Pandas. Brown's 0 for 2 tonight with a strikeout and a walk. Peterson fires. Swing and a miss. A long swing and an 81-mile-an-hour sweeper. And the count goes 0-2. Brown steps out for a moment. The 0-2 pitch. Brown takes low, bounces into Miller's mitt. The count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Peterson delivers. Brown rolls it to first, two hops into Bobby's mitt. He spins around, charges to the bag, wins the foot race by about 30 feet. Brown's retired for the first down. One out, nobody on, and the switch hitter, Errol Vera, steps in from the right side. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owam Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Brewers farm system. Plan your visit today and visit OWA.com. Here it's 3-1 Biloxi, one out, nobody on, bottom eight. Peterson, a long wait, now fires to Vera. This is up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Two other games in action, bottom three in the Arizona Complex League. The ACL Royals lead the ACL Brewers 3-0. And in the top of the ninth inning, Nashville leads Durham 4-3. The 1-0 pitch, Vera drives it towards left center. All the left fielder over with Rodriguez. Rodriguez takes command, makes the catch, and retires Vera for the second out. Finals from earlier today. Carolina Mudcats clinch the division. They're going to the playoffs in back-to-back years after not being to the playoffs before last year since 2008. They win game one of a doubleheader 3-2. They fall in game two 3-1, but Checkers bench coach from last year, Nick Stanley, is 1-for-1 in winning a half in minor league baseball as a manager. Pitch to the righty, McCroskey. Popped foul, first base sign and out of play. The count goes 0-1. So a big-time congratulations to Stanley and the entirety of the Mudcat staff. They're going back to the Carolina League playoffs. Finals elsewhere, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. They're already in Midwest League West Division champs in the first half. They defeat Fort Wayne 4-1. The 0-1 pitch rolled to third. Two hops to Wilkin. He takes a step, fires across the diamond to first. It's in time. And that ends the inning. Seven up, seven down from Peterson. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We ended the ninth. It's 3-1 Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote. Hey, everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
This is Brock Wilkin, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
New pitcher C.D. Pellet in the game for the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Right-handed hitting Casey Martin leads it off for Biloxi. We move to the ninth. Shuckers lead it 3-1. It's been a low-scoring series opener between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas. Game 1 of 6 in Madison, Alabama this week. First pitch from Pellet is a fastball and a called strike one, a fastball at 93. Couple of defensive changes. Sam Brown is out of the game. Orlando Martinez is in left, and Tucker Flint has moved to first. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss from Martin, and the count goes to 0-2. Martinez will now hit in Brown's spot in the order. Pelham delivers, swing and a miss, fastball at 94. Martin strikes out. brings up the right-handed hitting Adam Hall. He's 0 for 2 tonight with a walk. Shuckers lead it 3-1 in the top of the ninth inning. Pelham today makes his fourth double-A appearance of the year. He's allowed one run in three innings, two walks, and four strikeouts. Pelham fires. Hall drives it foul. First base side and out of play. The count goes 0-1. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167. The 0-1 pitch. Hall takes strike. Pelham was originally a 25th-round draft pick of the Brewers back in 2014. He got signed out of Mexico this year. The 0-2 pitch. Hall chops it towards short. Guzman charges, glove, slings it to first in time. Two away, and it brings up the lefty Dylan O'Ray. Pelham made his big league debut back in 2018. 10 appearances with the Texas Rangers. Have since bounced around organizations since. Spent 2022 with the Chicago Cubs organization, 2023 in the Padres organization, 2024 with the Angels organization. Was terrific in Mexico. A 1.04 ERA. The pitch. O'Ray takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. With the Leones de Yucatan, not many times you see guys get signed by organizations out of Mexico. It's usually the other way around. The 1-0 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. But with Yucatan, 17 and a third innings, gave up two runs, five walks, 18 strikeouts. Berlin, his team that last year reached the championship series. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1 on O'Ray. Pelham, a native of Lancaster, South Carolina, attended the same junior college as Campbell Bowman in Spartanburg Methodist. The 2-1 pitch, O'Ray swings and misses, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Pelham, though, attended Spartanburg Methodist a couple of years before Bowman. The 2-2 pitch, foul back, and we'll do it again. But again, 17 appearances with Yucatan in Mexico, now making his fifth appearance here in the Angels organization. He has made 208 career appearances in minor league baseball. Tonight's 219 between the big leagues and minor league baseball against a 20-year-old at the plate. 2-2 pitch. O'Ray takes low, and he works the count full. Wild joys of minor league baseball. Pelham, pitching in Mexico earlier this year, 29 years old, making his 219th career appearance between minor league baseball and the big leagues, and he's facing a kid who was born in February of 2004. 3-2 pitch. O'Ray fouls it off towards the checker's dugout. Sparks hops off the top step. He's okay. Ball didn't touch him. Now we're at a full count. Three balls, two strikes, two away. On to a seventh pitch in this plate appearance. The 3-2 pitch. O'Ray takes away, and he draws a walk. The youngest guy in the Shuckers roster draws a walk against Pelham. Now a man on with two away from Mike Bovee. Two out, one on, 3-1 Biloxi in the top of the ninth inning. Pelham delivers. Bovee takes a strike top of the zone. Fastball at 94. The count goes to 0-1. The 0-1 pitch. Bovee takes strike two on the inside corner. No balls, two strikes, two away. Bovee digs back in. Pelham stares in. Now comes Set. Raise off first. Pelham delivers. O'Ray off to second. Bovee chops it right side of the infield. McCroskey over. Slings it to first in time, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Shackers looking to close it out, and Blake Hollab in for the Pafford EMS save opportunity. Back in a moment on the Shackers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Of the ninth inning, Shuckers lead it 3-1 over Rocket City. Javik White back alongside you, and the ready Blake Hollab enters for the Pafford EMS save opportunity. Visit them online today at PaffordEMS.com. Hollab's in for the lefty Nate Peterson, done after 2 1/3 perfect innings. He strands two inherited base runners. No hits, no runs, no walks, one strikeout. Throws just 24 pitches. Hollab this year, 2-for-2 in save opportunities, 9 innings, delivers his first pitch, and it's a called strike one, top of the zone to the righty, Caleb Hamilton. Rocket City got their only run on a sacrifice fly back in the first inning. Since, the staff has put up nothing but zeros, and the Shackers have scored 3. Pitch, check swing, he goes around. Count goes to 0-2 on a slider. Hollab, 9 strikeouts, 1 walk. Today's his 8th double-A appearance. Hamilton 0-for-2 today with a walk. Hollab delivers. It's called a ball, just misses away, a slider at 86. Shuckers looking to take the opener in Rocket City. The 1-2 pitch misses up, and the count evens 2-2. Hollab last time out got the win against Tennessee. That was last Thursday, when 2 scoreless innings with 3 strikeouts. Shuckers got the walk-off win. The 2-2 pitch called strike 3. Slider at the knees at 84. 1 up, 1 down. And up comes the top of the order in Nelson Rada. Rada today is 1-for-2 with a double, but he's reached base 3 times. Hit by a pitch in the third and walked in the sixth. 3-1 Biloxi, bottom 9. The pitch, Ryder rolls it to second. All right, gobbles it up, takes a step, fires to first. It's in time. Two down, one to go. Gustavo Campero stands in from the left side. It's Rocket City's final hope. Biloxi 3, Rocket City 1. Pitching staff's done a terrific job. They need one more out to get over the line. The pitch, bunt shown, pulled back. It misses down low at 96. The count goes to 1-0. Rocket City down by 2. They just need a base runner at the moment. The pitch, bunt shown, pulled back. It misses low. The count goes to 2-0. Interesting thinking here to bunt by Campero. Wilkins playing back. Campero does get on. Wagaman is on deck. He's the tying run. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 3-0. Three balls, no strikes, two away. Holub delivers. Called strike one. Fastball in the outside corner at 95. Campero tonight, 1-for-4, 1-for-3, batting as a lefty. Struck out against Nate Peterson last time. The 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. A thunderous cut at 96 and a fastball. And the count goes full. Rocket City now down to their final strike. Three balls, two strikes, two out. Here we go. Swing and a miss. Slider 85 on the outside corner, and Biloxi wins it. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Shuckers pitching staff dominates. The lineup gets three runs. And Biloxi has won three of their last four. Three runs, seven hits, and an error for Biloxi. One run, three hits, and no errors for Rocket City. High fives and handshakes to the pitcher's mound for Biloxi. They get a 3-1 win over Rocket City. They open the series with a win. Wrap it all up next to the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Again, Shuckers win it by a 3-1 final. Back with postgame after this.
Brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Javik Lake alongside you from Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. Shuckers win the opener by a 3-1 final. It's just their second Tuesday road game they've been able to play this season. They improve to 1-1. On the season, the Shuckers improved to 26-36 on the season. They have now won three of their last four. They're at 13-18 on the road. Rocket City has dropped 5 of 6, including 3 in a row. They fall to 32-31 on the season, 19-17 in their home ballpark. The win goes to Craig Yoho when an inning and a third turned the game upside down when he came in with the bases loaded and just one away. Back-to-back strikeouts to Denzer Guzman and Sam Brown finished out the inning. Yoho then got into a bit of trouble in the sixth, but Nate Peterson picked him up and stranded two. Shuckers bullpen tonight dominant. They go 4 2/3 innings without allowing a hit. Blake Holub in the ninth inning goes 3 up, 3 down with 2 strikeouts. The bullpen, by the way, also strikes out 7. Ivan Armstrong gets the loss for Rocket City as the Shuckers scored 3 unanswered and win it. Time to take a look at today's scoring summary. Nelson Rada got on early. First batter in the bottom of the first inning. He doubled into right. He was brought home on a sacrifice fly from Tucker Flint. That was it for Rocket City on the scoring side of things. Biloxi tied it up in the fourth and an RBI single from Eric Brown Jr. Then in the sixth inning, Brock Wilkin smashed his 6th home run of the year. That ties Ernesto Martinez Jr. for the team lead. Smashed it over the wall and right, and the Shuckers got one more home when Darian Miller brought home Carlos Rodriguez on a single into right. Shuckers were able to tank 2 runs off Armstrong. The bullpen had entered today with a 2.44 earned run average, best in the Southern League by almost half a run. Shuckers win it again by a big-time final. 3-1 over Rocket City. 3 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Biloxi. 1 run, 3 hits, and no errors for Rocket City. Time of the game, 2 hours and 36 minutes in front of 4,255. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to wrap it all up on the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Brewers organization and the Southern League. Comes your way next. The Shuckers Radio.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with 2 locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvett Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville, and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
Welcome back to Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. As we welcome you back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers get the win in the series opener over the Trash Pandas. A 3-1 final. Three runs, seven hits, and an error for Biloxi. One run, three hits, and no errors for Rocket City. Shuckers improved to 26-36 on the season. They've won three of their last four, including five of their last seven on the road. Rocket City has lost three straight. They've also lost five of six. They fall to 32-31 on the season. Time to wrap things up on the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Time to take a look at the Brewers organization. One game still in action. It's in the Arizona Complex League, top of the fourth inning. The ACL Royals lead the ACL Brewers by a 5-0 score. Finals elsewhere around the system. In the Dominican Summer League, Brewers 1 falls to Guardians Mendoza by a 7-5 final. Brewers 1 now at 8-4 on the season. Brewers 2 improves to 6-4 on the season with an 11-4 win over Red Sox Blue. Brewers 2 again at 6-4. In single A, the Carolina Mudcats are headed back to the playoffs. Former Shuckers bench coach and current Mudcats manager Nick Stanley leads his boys to a first-half title in the Carolina League North Division. They win Game 1. They resumed a game from early May. They win it 3-2 in that one, a comeback win. Meanwhile, in Game 2, they win it by a 3. They fall by a 3-1 final in 7. But they win it. They improve to 39-24 with the two games, and they are now clinching the North Division. Back to the playoffs for the first time in back-to-back seasons after not making the playoffs since 2008 when they were in the Southern League. I mean, the Southern League Championship Series against the Mississippi Braves as a Reds affiliate back in 2008. Final in High A, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, they've already locked up a playoff spot. They are at 41-23 with a 4-1 win over the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, and in AAA, the Durham Bulls win it 6-4 with three ninth-inning runs against the Sounds. The Sounds now at 35-35 on the season. At the big league level, the Brewers are at 42-30 on the season. They lead the big league club, the Angels, by a 2-0 score in the top of the third inning. Time to go around the Southern League as well. Also presented by OWA Parks and Resort. Everything's gone final in the Rickwood Classic. Finally back to doing it. What a joy it was to see the Biscuits playing as the Montgomery Gray Sox against the Birmingham Barons, playing as the Birmingham Black Barons. Montgomery wins it 6-5, and with Pensacola losing, Montgomery now leads the South Division by a game and a half with five games remaining in the first half of the season. Birmingham falls to 39-25, 6-5. Montgomery wins it. The Tennessee Smokies defeat the Mississippi Braves 6-0, and Tennessee now a game and a half behind Birmingham with five to go in the half. Shuckers win it by a 3-1 final against Rocket City. Back at it tomorrow in a top-tier pitching matchup. Jacob Mizorowski 0-2 with a 3.88 ERA against Caden Dana, 4-4 with a 2.31 earned run average. Top pitching prospect in the Brewers system against the top pitching prospect in the Angels system. They'll lock horns at 6:35 with first pitch. Pre-game gets underway at 6:15 on the Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi wins it 3-1 over Rocket City. Back at it tomorrow. Mizorowski, Dana, 6:35 first pitch, 6:15 pregame on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. We'll talk to you tomorrow. For everyone at the Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Javik White saying so long. Shuckers win the opener down at pitching. Three unanswered runs, the bullpen dominant. Shuckers win it 3-1. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. For news, stats, schedules, tickets, merchandise, and more, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.